Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and today in the first half hour of the show, I will be speaking with Kelly Laramie from Collects Aggression S3. She will talk about the organization and their mandate, and also about an event coming up on October 26th at the Sherbrooke University, and it's for the whole family. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with naturopath and massage therapist Jennifer Saint-Cartier. Jennifer will talk about her business and what services she offers, such as holistic nutrition. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show today with a song called Brave, and it's by Sarah Farai.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast, or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
I just want to see you.
I just want to see you.
Today we're shining a light on an important community organization doing vital work here in the Eastern Townships, Collects Aggression S3, the Center for Help and the Fight Against Sexual Assault. Joining me today is Kelly Laramie from Aggression S3. We'll be talking about their ongoing work to support victims of sexual assault and promote prevention and awareness in our region. We'll also hear about an upcoming community event Bientô IPS, the Health Rally, happening on October 26th at the University of Sherbrooke. It's a fun, educational, 3-kilometer walk organized by the Master's Students in Nursing, with all proceeds going to support Agression Estrie. And it's fun for the whole family. There's activities for the whole family. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Kelly Laramie to the Townships at 12. Now, Kelly is with the organization CALACS, Agression Estrie, and she is the spokesperson, the communications officer. Is that correct, Kelly?
Yes, sir.
First of all, could you tell us what the letters CALACS mean?
Yes. So CALACS means the Center for Victims of Sexual Assault, and against, we fight against the sexual assault. So in French, it means Centre d'aide et de lutte contre les agressions à caractère sexuel. So our mission is to help victims of sexual assault and to fight against the problematic in our society.
Okay. Now, what services do you provide in the community?
Yes. First of all, we have a lot of individual services. So for example, we offer individual follow-up to victims. For example, to talk about shame, guilt, any consequences that they have of sexual assault. But we also have support groups. We have prevention in school, in other organizations, in workshop, in other places also. We have a lot of mobilization. So we fight against sexual assault. So, for example, we provide services, but we also think it's important to fight against sexual assault. So in, talking about the situation on social media, in talking to the media also, but in organization events also.
Mm-hmm. Such an important organization. Now, how long has the organization been active in the region, and how has your mission evolved over the years?
Yes, we've been active for 45 years now, and at the beginning it was really like individual services to the women, but now we also have accompaniment 24/7. We also have an emergency helpline. So we have a lot of services, and at the beginning we were just in Sherbrooke. Now we are everywhere in the township. So it's really like big services that we offer everywhere in the Eastern region.
Okay, that is wonderful. It's really grown a lot over the years then.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what kind of support is available for victims of sexual assault, both immediately after an incident and in the longer term also?
So the first service is that every time that there is a rape kit or any medical legal kit that is happening at the CHU Fleurimont, an intervener from CALACS is called. So we are always there to support the victim, to answer her question and be there with her at the hospital. But also if she wants to report or she wants to go to the police or any appointment that she has related to the recent assault, or it can be also an assault that has been happening a long time ago, and we can also go there with her for the police. After that, we have the emergency helpline. So if she needs to call and talk to someone, it's 24/7. So I know that sometimes victims don't want to do a complaint or don't want to talk about it with the police, but she can talk about it with an intervener 24/7. And after that, on the long term, we have the individual follow-up to talk about the consequences, to really help her, take her power back on her life. But we also have support group. Sometimes survivors want to talk about with other victims. They want to know what was helpful for them, how they were able to overcome the situation. So that's another service that we have. And we also have punctual meetings. So if someone says, well, I don't want to talk about it every 2 weeks, I don't want to have the follow-up, I just want to talk about it when I have a specific need or when I have a question, well, they can come and just have a punctual meeting with us.
Mm-hmm. Lots of support. That is so important. Prevention and awareness are key parts of your work. What kinds of educational programs or outreach do you do in schools or workplaces?
Yes, we are really present in school in the Eastern Township, so everywhere township. So we have the part where we go in school, we talk about consent, we talk about sexual assault to the students for them to know, because I think that a huge part of the problematic is that people never heard about, you know, sexual consent or what is sexual assault and what are the consequences that can have on the victim. So there is a huge part of the prevention for us that is in the school, but we also do prevention in our society in general. So in other organizations, at some workplace, just to make sure that everyone has the same information and that everyone knows that it exists and that there is support also, but because it's not everyone that knows our organization and the services that we offer. So that's a part of it also. And it's really important for us to do prevention because, I mean, yes, we want to work with the victims. We want to help them. But a huge wish that we have is that we want, you know, we want sexual assault to, you know, to disappear. We don't want sexual assault anymore. So a huge part of our work is to prevent that and to make sure that there is less sexual assault every year.
Mm-hmm. Education is so important. What are some misconceptions people may have about sexual assault that you'd like to correct?
Yes, we often hear that people think that the victim did something before it happened to her. So, for example, how she was dressed or she took alcohol. So a belief that there is in our society is that if you've been sexual assault, it's your fault. You did something for it to happen. But that is incorrect. It's never the victim's fault. We never want to be assaulted. It's never something that we want to happen. And I don't know anybody that wake up today and say, hey, I want to be sexual assault today. So there is something about blaming the victim, putting the fault on her, that is still really present in our society. But for us, it's really important to say that it's never the victim's fault and no one wants that to happen in our life.
Mm-hmm. So true. Now, the Biento IPS event sounds like a great initiative. That is coming up on October 26th. Could you tell us more about how Agresión Estri became involved with that event?
Yes, so we were really happy when the future nurse called us and said if we wanted to join them in this activity, because it's a beautiful activity. It's like a 3 kilometer walk with a lot of, you know, activity, games, quiz to learn about what is a nurse in the front line. What is that EPS? So we will learn about that with the activity, with the walk, but also, every ticket that is sold for that is giving money to our organization. So it's really important for us because it's to support the victim, to provide them some help, and also because we really work with the nurse. As I said earlier, we do medical kit, we do rape kit. So it's really important for us to work with the nurse to make sure that everyone knows the services that they offer, but also the services that we can offer, because I think that it's really something that goes together. And I think that it will be a beautiful day to talk about this and make sure that everyone knows the services and has you know, the chance to learn about the future EPS nurse.
Mm-hmm. So important. Now, that is on October 26th. Where will it be?
Yes, it will be at the Université de Sherbrooke, so at Sherbrooke University. And it will be from 9 to 3, but you can, when you purchase the ticket, you can choose on the afternoon or in the morning. So it will be on the principal campus at the Sherbrooke University during the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, tickets are $25 per team. Team, is that a family or how does that work?
Yes, it can be a family. So it can be two person, can be two friends. We just want to make sure that it's not everyone that buys a ticket at $25. You know, it's free for the kids. It's really a price per team. So it can be a family, but can be also a group of friends also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a walk on October 26th. And there's also a couple of other activities. Would you like to talk about those?
Yes. So there will be quiz, there will be games, but also a makeup artist for the kids, a place where you can do pumpkins also for the kids. So a lot of activity, but also a lot of quiz and a game to learn about the future nurse also.
Mm-hmm. So important. How will the funds raised from this event help support your program and the people you serve?
Yes, it will be helpful for us because there is a lot of demand, a lot of people asking for help from us. As I said earlier, our main goal is to make sure that there are less sexual assault, but it's not the case actually. So we have a lot of demand. We also have a waiting list, so it will be helpful for us to provide service. And like I said, we go in all of the MRC, so it will be helpful for us to go in the school, but also to go in a region that are maybe far away from the main office. So to make sure that even the people that are maybe far away from our office will be able to have access to our service.
Do you also go in the English schools? Is there support for English people also?
Yes, also for English people for the follow-up or the meeting, but we also go in English school to make sure that there is prevention also in this place.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. Do you think sexual assault is growing or staying about the same or less?
It's hard to know because it's a phenomenon that people don't really talk about it. Usually people wait a lot of years before they confess, before they, you know, they talk about what happened. So it's hard for us to say if it's there is more assault or just that people talk about it more. I think that with the hashtag MeToo, a lot of people like realize that they had a sexual assault, that they need to talk about it. So I think that there is the fact that it's not less assault. It's not that there is less, but it's not the fact that there is more also because people talk about it more. So I think that maybe it's the same number, but it's just that people are, you know, more aware of it and they know what are the services and where they can have help for it. So I think that it's really because we talk about it more, so people know where to go to have help and to talk about what happened.
Okay. Now, if somebody is listening today, are you looking for volunteers? And if you are, how can they get involved? Or if they just want to support your work, what can they do?
Yes. So the best place to do that is on our website. So we have a place where you can register to be a volunteer or to be a member also, because if you don't have much time to give to the organization, you can also just be a member and have the information and the newsletter. So this can be a way for us to have more members, but also there is a place on our website to make a donation. So a good way can be to come on October 26th at the rally, but if you can't or you're not available, you can also go on our website and see the part where there is the part to be a volunteer, a member, or to make a donation.
Okay, and the website is?
CalaxEstrie.com.
Okay, CalaxEstrie.com. Okay, finally, what's one message you'd like to leave with listeners about the importance of community support in the fight against sexual violence?
Well, I want people to know that if they need help, it's important to get some. They can call us. Like I said, we have an emergency helpline that is 24/7. And also, if you know someone, I didn't say that, but we offer support to the close ones. So if there is someone in your family, a friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend that has been sexually assaulted and you need help, you can also call us to have an appointment or to speak with a counselor. I know that sometimes we don't know what to do and it's really hard. So do not hesitate to reach us and to ask your question.
Okay. Something you mentioned, men can also be victims of sexual assault too.
Yes, and there is another organization. So it's the SAS Estrie, so the support for men who has been sexually assaulted. So there is an organization for men because they are victims too and they need help too. And I think that it's important to talk about it. So do not hesitate to call the CALACS or to call the SAS if you need support or if you have questions also.
Okay. Anything else that we left out that you'd like to add, Kelly?
I think that's it. I think we talked about everything.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much, Kelly Laramie. She's from CALEX, Aggression Estrie. So thanks very much and all the best on the activity coming up on October 26th and in general. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding their fall market on October 24th from 9 to 5 and October 25th. 25th from 10 to 2. This market will be held at Lenoxville United Church, 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. The market will feature books, baked goods, jams and jellies, attic treasures, and gently used clothing. There will also be a silent auction of gift certificates for local merchants, etc. A wonderful opportunity for students to stock up on essentials and tasty treats. Bargains for everybody, a sale not to be missed. Friperie Boutique, for the benefit of La Maison Aube Lumière, until November 1st, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 to 17 hours, Friday, 10 to 18 hours, Saturday, 10 to 16 hours, taking place at 2655 King West in Sherbrooke. The 1,000 Apple Pies fundraiser is back for another year at Grace Village. On Saturday, November 8th, our awesome team of volunteers will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. They would also like to make a delicious gift for someone special. They come fresh, ready to bake or freeze. Pies are $15 each or 5 for $60. Get one free. All proceeds will go to the Grace Village Care Foundation. They also have a limited stock of pumpkin pies that are ready as of now. For information including where to purchase the pies, please visit the Facebook page under the name Grace Village, Village Grace. And we have some activities coming up at the Hut ANAF Unit 318 over on St. Francis Street. It's country music with Sid Aulis every Sunday in October at 1:30 p.m. $10 admission. You must be 18 years and over. Canteen on Friday evenings, every Friday starting at 5 p.m. There's a Halloween party dance with Slightly Haggard coming up on Saturday, October 25th. Starting at 8 p.m., open to everybody who is 18 years and older. Bookings, they have dates available for rental of the hall. Contact calendar director, Nina, at ninars24@gmail.com. Darts, military whist, cribbage, shuffleboard, billiards, benefit dances, outstanding museum, and a calm place to sit and socialize. Open to all the community. All these things and more brought to you by members of Anavets number 318. Volunteers are always needed for many of the projects they have ongoing. Step up and get involved. 72 years of serving our veterans and our community. Fall online workshops are now here for Mental Health Estrie. Join Mental Health Estrie for 3 free online workshops this fall. Whether you're curious about Kundalini yoga, want to learn about self-harm and healing, or explore embodied writing for clarity and emotional well-being, there's something for everybody. These sessions are open to all, presented in English, and completely free. Check out the Mental Health Estrie website and look them up on Facebook for more information. The Soyable 4-H Club is having a spaghetti supper fundraiser November 1st, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and they're having it at 254 Jordan Hill Road in Cookshire-Eaton. 13 and up, $20, 6 to 12 years old, $15, and 5 years old and under, eat for free. All proceeds are going toward hosting the Ag Tour 2025, helping 2 of their members participate in provincial events and club activities. For tickets, see Brianna Rothney or Alicia Kirby. I would like to thank my guest in the first half of today's show, Kelly Laramie from Collects Aggression Estrie. And check out the event, Bianto IPS, the Health Rally, happening on October 26th at the Sherbrooke University. It's an event for the whole family. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with naturopath and massage therapist Jennifer Saw-Cartier. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part 2 of the Townships at 12. We will close part 1 of today's show with a song called Carry On, and it's by Nora Jones.
And after all been said and done, who said it best? Were you the one? Let's just forget, leave it behind, and carry on. If you should find the time to speak, then speak to me. I'd never keep you from your final destiny. So carry on into the carry on. Leave it behind and carry on.